You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, Prince of Peace, mighty Counselor, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is Let Go and Let God, Part 2. The scripture is Matthew 5:38 through 42. My text is Matthew 5:38 and 39, which states, Ye have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. These things our Savior specifies to show that Christians must patiently yield to those who bear hard upon them rather than contend. The loss of a coat, which is a wrong to me in my state, if any man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, it is a hard case. It is common for legal processes to be made use of for the doing of greatest injuries. Though judges be just and careful to consider all circumstances and possible consequences, yet it is possible for bad men who make no conscience of oaths and forgeries by course of law to force off the coat from a man's back. Marvel not at the matter, Ecclesiastes 5:8. But in such a case, rather than go to the law by way of revenge, rather than exhibit a cross bill, or stand not to the utmost in defense of that which is thy undoubted right, let him even take thy cloak also. If the matter be small, which we may lose without and considerable damage to our families, it is good to submit to it for peace sake. It will not cost thee so much to buy another cloak as it will cost thee by course of law to recover that. And therefore, unless thou canst get it again by fair means, it is better to let them take it. The going a mile by restraint, which is a wrong to me in my liberty. Whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, to run an errand for him, or to wait upon him, grudge not at it, but go with him 2 miles, rather than fall out with him. Say not, I would do it if I were not compelled to it, but I hate to be forced. Rather say, therefore I will do it, for otherwise there will be a quarrel, and it is better to serve him than to serve thy own lust of pride and revenge. Some give this sense of it. The Jews taught that the disciples of the wise and the students of the law were not to be pressed, as others might, by the king's officers to travel upon the public service. But Christ will not have his disciples to insist upon this privilege, but to comply rather than offend the government. The sum of all is that Christians must not be litigious. Small injuries must be submitted to, and no notice taken of them. And if the injury be such as requires us to seek repairs, it must be for a good end, and without thought of revenge. Though we must not invite injuries, yet we must meet them cheerfully in the way of duty and make the best of them. If any say, flesh and blood cannot pass by such an insult, let them remember that flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Christ teaches us here, we must be charitable, and doing or producing good, must not only do not no hurt to our neighbors, but labor to do them all the good we can. We must be ready to give. Give to him that asks thee. If thou hast an ability, look upon the request of the poor as giving thee an opportunity for the duty of almsgiving. When a real object of charity presents itself, we should give at the first word. Give a portion to seven, and also to eight. Yet the affairs of our charity must be guided with discretion. Psalm 112, 5th verse. Lest we give that to the idle and unworthy, which should be given to those that are necessitous and deserve well. What God says to us, we should be ready to say to our poor brethren, ask and it shall be given you. We must be ready to lend. This is sometimes as great a piece of charity as giving, as it is not only relieves the present demand, but obliges the borrower to providence, industry, and honesty. And therefore, from him that would borrow of thee something to live on, or something to trade on, turn not thou away. Sure not those that thou knowest have such a request to make of thee, nor contrive excuses to shake them off. Be easy to access to him that would borrow, though he be bashful, and have not confidence to make known his case, and beg the favor. Yet thou knowest both his need and his desire, and therefore offer him the kindness. I will be triumphant on before I am entreated. I will anticipate the becoming petition. It becomes us to be thus forward in acts of kindness. For before we call, God hears us and presents us with the blessings of his goodness. The plain instruction is, suffer any injury that can be borne for the sake of peace, committing your concerns to the Lord's keeping. And the sum of all is that Christians must avoid disputing and striving. If any say, flesh and blood cannot pass by such an insult, let them remember that flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And those who act upon right principles will have most peace and comfort. When you pull over to the side of the road, you want to feel safe. If you have to stop on the shoulder of a highway, it can be pretty nerve-wracking when people don't move a lane over. Cape Coral Police Officer Mercedes Phillips shed light on the change Florida lawmakers are putting into effect. But now, they realize it needed to be expanded to people who you know could just be changing a tire on the side of the road, Phillips said. Phillips said, drivers will have to move over for any vehicles stopped with their warning lights on, an emergency flare, or signage displayed, or any time there is a vehicle stopped with people visibly present. If it's not possible to change lanes, drivers must reduce their speed by 20 miles per hour below the posted speed limit. Enforcement of the law will involve police giving tickets to drivers who don't move over. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Jesus Christ died a painful death on the cross so that our sins may be forgiven. Therefore, let us follow his instructions and not be revengeful, but be charitable and doing or producing good. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good day and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is Be Your Best You.
Service in Miami has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Palm Beach County in southeastern Florida until 3:45 p.m. At 3:09 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located near North County Airport, or 8 miles west of Palm Beach Gardens, moving east at 25 miles an hour. Hazard, 60 miles an hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include West Palm Beach, Jupiter, Palm Beach Gardens, North County Airport, The Acreage, Calusa, Philo Farms, Jupiter Farms, and Limestone Creek. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building.
Of a kind. No one has your you-ness. No one in all of history has your unique history. No one in God's great design has your divine design. No one shares your blend of personality, ability, and ancestry. When God made you, the angels stood in awe and declared, "We have never seen one like that before, and they never will again." You are heaven's first and final attempt at you. You are matchless, unprecedented, and unequaled. Consequently, you can do something no one else can do in a fashion no one else can. Call it what you wish, a talent, a skill set, a gift, an anointing, a divine spark, a call. The terms are different, but the truth is the same. The Spirit has given each of us a special way of serving others. 1 Corinthians 12:7. Each of us, not some of us, a few of us, or the elite among us. Many people stop short of their destiny. They settle for someone else's story. They fit in, settle in, and blend in. But they never find and follow their call. Don't make the same mistake. Your existence is not accidental. Your skills are not incidental. God shaped each person in turn. Psalms 33:15. Find your you-ness and use it for the kingdom to bring God glory. Remember, all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But the good news is that God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, who died, was buried, and arose, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So for the unsaved, it's the right time for you to believe the good news. Repent and accept Christ by faith as your Lord and Savior. For the saved, it's the right time for you to continue to pray, trust and obey his word, and take purposeful action for his glory. Stay encouraged, my friends. Be your best you, and keep looking up. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
I've seen the lowest low you could imagine. I've walked through things that you